When I found out I'd be talking to Chris Corbin over the phone, I asked him to record himself during the interview.
I could try that. Let me see.
It makes for better sound quality, and I was pretty sure he'd have the equipment because of what he does.
Well, I'm into bats and also bat detectors, so I'm into both the electronic side of it and also into the animals.
See, each bat species makes its own unique sound, so Corbin invented a device that detects bats by recording them. He's paid for his work, but it's also pretty clearly a passion. Corbin loves bats.
How could you not? I mean, they're these little amazing animals that have incredible biology. I mean, their echolocation system is just amazing.
That echolocation is what he records. It's the way bats get around. They're active mostly at night when they can't rely on their eyesight. So they've developed a unique way of seeing with sound. It's a lot like sonar. They send out a little chirp, then they wait for that sound to bounce back at them to tell them what's nearby or where they might find a tasty bug to eat.
Like this. This is in the search phase, so it's just flying along normally. And then in a moment, you'll hear it start to speed up. Now.
Bug dinner.
So, I mean, what's happened is that bat has sped up the calls because it needs a different kind of information when it gets close to its prey. And that sequence has slowed way down.
In the wild, it would all be over in a few seconds.
You hear the click, 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 and then it speeds up to... and a feeding buzz.
That's Lynn Robbins. He's a biology professor at Missouri State University.
It's conservation biology, but I specialize on bats.
He says this recording technology has become essential to researchers over the last few years. The devices sit out in forests and meadows, constantly recording sound. Every now and again, a researcher comes by, pulls the sound from them, and runs it through a computer program to see what kind of bat has flown by.
We have a couple of detectors out now that we've had out for over 3 years. When we started realizing that white nose syndrome was moving west to Missouri, more likely it has now arrived.
This is why bat detection has become so important for researchers. White nose syndrome is a white fungus that grows on hibernating bats. It was discovered in the Northeast in 2006, and since then, it's decimated bat populations in the region, sometimes destroying up to 95% of bat colonies.
What it's done is it's made previously endangered species even that much more threatened with extinction.
Mark Ford does bat research for the U.S. Geological Survey out of Virginia Tech.
And it's taken very common species of bats that we in the bat world used to sort of joke, oh, that's a trash bat because it was so common. Now those species are endangered of becoming extinct.
With fewer bats out there, Ford says bat detectors are the best tool for figuring out what bats are still around. And sometimes they reveal a pleasant surprise, like when Ford and his team discovered the endangered gray bat in new parts of Georgia.
Then personnel from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources were able to go out on the landscape and actually net and catch and confirm that endangered species.
But more often, researchers say bats are simply going silent as white nose syndrome spreads west and south. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.